This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Wednesday, November 16th. God's word for you today is take a stand. Our scripture reading is taken from James 5, verse 17 to 18. And it says, Elijah was as human as we are, and yet when he prayed earnestly that no rain would fall, none fell for 3.5 years. Then when he prayed again, the sky sent down rain and the earth began to yield its crops. Up until this point of his introduction, Elijah was an unknown prophet until in 1 Kings 17 verse 1, which says, And Elijah the Tishbite, who was one of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, As the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain this year, but according to my word. When you wake up in the morning and you see dew on the ground, you can think that maybe it's rained overnight. Elijah was saying here that there will be no confusion, as there will be neither dew nor rain. I pray again in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that God will raise prophets in our nations that will say to kings and presidents, Thus says the Lord, until you stop the killings, for instance, there will be no more oil except at my word, and all the oil wells will dry up. Now imagine this happens. What do you think will happen? I know that the heart of oil workers and their wives are racing in many directions, even right now. And that is the problem with us. We are always looking at our own bottom line, but God always takes care of his own. He will provide a brook and provide by the ravens. The same way Israel was dependent on rain, Nigeria, for example, is so dependent on oil, it is unbelievable. Maybe you are the prophet that we are waiting for. After that introduction, there was no rain. Elijah said what he said, and the rain ceased. The country was in turmoil. They were looking for Elijah everywhere, but nobody could find him. God can hide you in plain sight. Nobody could find Elijah, but when the time was right, God told him to go and show himself. He showed himself. He confronted the prophets of Baal. Fire came from heaven and he slaughtered all of them. For the next few days, we are going to be focusing on 1 Kings 18, verse 41 to 46. Please read. And an aspect of opening heavens. 1 Kings 18, verse 41 to 42 says, Then Elijah said to Ahab, Go get something to eat and drink, for I hear a mighty rainstorm coming. So Ahab went to eat and drink, but Elijah climbed to the top of Mount Carmel and bowed low to the ground and prayed with his face between his knees. Elijah said to Ahab, I hear the sound of abundance of rain. You go and eat, but I am going to pray. He did not just say, I hear the sound of a mighty rainstorm, so I am going to eat. Unlocking heaven is not by accident. You can be deliberate. Luke 4 verse 25 says, Certainly, there were many needy widows in Israel in Elijah's time. When the heavens were closed for 3.5 years and a severe famine devastated the land. This was Jesus himself speaking about the incident in 1 Kings 18. The heavens were closed for 3.5 years. Elijah deliberately locked the heavens. After 3.5 years, the heavens were opened. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you will open the heavens over your life this season. But you need to know that open heavens do not happen by chance. Let us pray. Father, even as I seek your face and pray in this season, open your heavens over me. Send your rain, and that my earth may yield its increase. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.